Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, Spartan fam. Hunter Rivers here, your daily dose of mental toughness. Buckle up, because today we're tackling something that affects all of us, those pesky negative thoughts and emotions. Ever find yourself spiraling down a rabbit hole of what-ifs and I-can'ts? You know that feeling when doubt starts whispering in your ear, trying to convince you that you're not good enough or capable enough? Yeah, we've all been there. The truth is, negative thoughts aren't necessarily bad. They can sometimes serve as warnings or help us learn and grow. But the problem arises when they take over, hijacking our emotions and leaving us feeling stuck, anxious, or defeated. That's where this episode comes in, to give you the tools to break free from that negativity and reclaim your mental power. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a mental warrior, conquering those negative thoughts and emotions. First up, acknowledge them. Don't try to bury or ignore them. Trying to suppress negative feelings is like trying to hold back the tide. It's just going to cause more stress in the long run. Recognize that these thoughts and feelings are temporary, like passing clouds in a vast blue sky. Accept them without judgment, knowing they don't define you. Second, challenge the validity. Just because you think something doesn't mean it's true. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? Often, negative thoughts stem from distorted thinking patterns or past experiences that no longer serve us. Once you identify these patterns, you can start to reframe your thinking in a more positive and realistic light. Think of it like this. Would you believe everything a stranger told you? Probably not. Apply the same logic to those pesky inner voices. Third, focus on what you can control. We can't always change external circumstances, but we can choose how we respond to them. Instead of dwelling on things beyond your control, direct your energy towards actions you can take. This could be as simple as making a small positive change in your daily routine, setting achievable goals, or practicing gratitude for the good things in your life. Remember, even small steps forward build momentum and create a ripple effect of positivity. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and experience moments of doubt. Treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy you would offer a close friend. Acknowledge your struggles without judgment, celebrate your wins, and remember that progress is not always linear. There will be ups and downs, but keep moving forward, one step at a time. Finally, surround yourself with positive influences. The people we spend time with shape our thoughts and beliefs. Seek out relationships with individuals who uplift, inspire, and support you. Minimize contact with those who bring negativity into your life. Remember, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Choose wisely. Let's say you're facing a big deadline at work and you find yourself overwhelmed by anxiety. You might start thinking, I'm going to fail, or this is too much for me to handle. Sound familiar? Instead of letting those thoughts take control, remember the 5 key takeaways we discussed. Acknowledge your feelings. It's okay to feel stressed. But then challenge those negative thoughts by asking yourself, is there evidence to support this fear? Probably not. You've tackled tough projects before, you have the skills and resources, and you're capable of handling this. Focus on what you can control, break down the task into smaller, manageable steps, prioritize your time, and ask for help if needed. Practice self-compassion by reminding yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and setbacks are opportunities to learn and grow. And finally, surround yourself with positive energy. Talk to a supportive colleague, listen to an inspiring podcast, or take a short break to do something you enjoy. Remember, your mental well-being is a priority. Invest in it every day. So there you have it, Spartan Fam, 5 powerful strategies to overcome negative thoughts and emotions and cultivate a more resilient mindset. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix, but an ongoing journey of self-discovery and growth. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never stop striving for mental toughness. Now go out there and conquer those negativity monsters, one step at a time. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could benefit from a little mental strength boost. Also, leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. It helps us spread the Spartan Mental Gym message to even more people. See you in the next episode for another daily dose of mental fitness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity,
Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.